Dr. Mejia, the general for the patient Alicia Pareja, Medicare records 116-430, the rest 11-12-1953. Referring physician, Dr. Germania Esteves, procedure perform EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, cost nepolepectomy. Date of the procedure, January 24, 2024. Indications, bloating, hysterectomy polyps. Post-op diagnosis, impression one. Internal hemorrhage, number two. Sigmoid colon polyp. Three, diffuse gastritis, perioperative insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediate, medication as primary anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston score preparation total of 8, 2 in the left right colon, 3 in the transverse colon, 3 in the left colon, sorry, that was 7, 3, 2 in the left colon, 3 in the transverse colon, 2 in the left colon, period. Overall procedures, pre-double template, pre-paragraph findings, auto findings appear normal, pre-paragraph esophagus appear normal, pre-paragraph, D-lines appears irregular, biopsy taken of a bare, pre-paragraph stomach, now there's diffuse cavitation in the antrum and body of the stomach, biopsy taken, pre-paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, thoracic disease, pre-paragraph, colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the sigmoid colon, sees a polyp 5 millimeters removed by cold snipolepectomy, pure paragraph. Spinoflexia appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon appear normal, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flu measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, patient will need 8 repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, follow-up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks period.